let me ask the our listeners here today with us, when George Bush, or Dick Cheney in this case, called Tim Pawlenty and said, we want you to run for governor because Norm's our guy for the U.S. Senate race, how many of you, and just applause, how many of you were offended that the White House was trying to hand-pick the candidates for Minnesota? And how many are not bothered by it?
I'll tell you
what. They want the feds to even have more control over us, apparently.
There isn't a political party under the sun that doesn't use these sorts of deliberations and strategies and contrivances in order to win a larger majority in either body. I mean, it happens all the time.
Did you just read that somewhere? Did you make that up by yourself?
I thought of it on the way in.
You're an articulate, eloquent little freak.
You're an idiot.
Ron, you were going to say?
Well, one guy who was offended was Tim Pawlenty. I mean, he was irritated when the job he thought he was going to run for, a couple guys from Washington came in and said, that's not the job for you, this is the job for you. He was offended.
Then they told him to drive through Dealey Plaza, which I thought was out of line.
Rather than the inside politics stuff, what about, I mean, Tim Penny and Roger Moe both want to raise the gas tax because we have a crisis in roads. Now, it is true we have a crisis in roads. We don't have any. But how many people out there think the only way to solve that crisis is to raise the gas tax another 5 or 6 cents?
I wonder how many people here are spending
the wealth on teacher. Oh. You don't need a crisis in roads to raise taxes. I mean, what the hell? Tax? I'll raise it.
How many people are spending your afternoon today thinking about the gas tax?